Today's reading begins in Matthew chapter 6, verse 16. Matthew 6, verse 16. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father, who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, Let me take the speck out of your eye, when there is the log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and attack you. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. Or which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone, or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow, and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. So we're continuing with this section in the book of Matthew that is concerned with the sermon that was given on the Mount. And he spoke about fasting and not doing it to be seen by others, as he's made other remarks previously about being seen by others or being recognized by others for what you do. If you're going to fast, look normal. Don't look different. Don't make a show of it. He says, Don't count on treasure here. You need to lay up treasure in heaven. That's real treasure, and that's real value. He also states that the eye is the lamp of the body. What attracts your attention is going to affect the course of your life, those things that you are paying attention to. And he says no one can serve two masters. Either your attention is on God or your attention is on the things of the world. He also states not to be anxious. You can't do anything about tomorrow. You can't add time to your life by being anxious. And those things that you truly need, you will be able to get by. God will make sure that you have those necessities. Chapter 7 starts off with a verse that much of the world can quote, "Judge not that you be not judged." But we have to put this in its proper context with the rest of what he's stating. And he's been talking a lot about hypocrisy. And he does in this section again. He's talking about hypocritical judgment. He's talking about holding others to some standard that you don't hold yourself to. And that's why he says, with what judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. He also lets them know that they need to rely on their Heavenly Father for the things that they need, and they need to ask. So he says, everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, it will be opened. And makes the point that if your son asks for something that is needful, would you give him something that would be harmful? Why wouldn't you then expect your Heavenly Father to give you those things that are needful? And then finally, the golden rule, which I'm sure you heard growing up. Treat others the way you want to be treated. It's pretty simple, but it's something that much of the world ignores, despite this being a common phrase that even those who are unbelievers have heard and repeat. And finally, enter by the narrow gate. Be purposed about the life that you live. Be purposed about the direction of your spiritual life. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.